Chapter 4. Driving Rules. Driver Test for iPad and iPhone. You can download a free app to test your knowledge of Montana's driving laws. This app was created by the MVD to help you learn the rules to become a safe driver. A link can be found at dojmt.gov/driving/driver-licensing. General Driving. Drive at a speed that is safe for conditions. Respect other road users, share the road, and drive courteously. Only move a vehicle when it can be done safely and without interfering with traffic. Walk around your parked car before backing up. Never back up or stop in any travel lane for any reason, confusion, breakdown, letting out a passenger. Keep moving until you can safely pull off the road. Laws and regulations keep you safe. The first rule of the road is OBEY. OBEY, the orders of highway patrol, police officers, and flaggers. OBEY, all traffic control devices. OBEY, traffic laws. Some basic, important laws are: drive in a careful and safe manner. Use a proper turn signal 100 feet before turning in town, 300 feet before turning on rural roads. Stay in the right lane, except to pass, on a road with three or more lanes traveling in the same direction. If there is a lot of traffic entering, use the center travel lane. If you approached a turn in the wrong lane or forgot to signal, you should proceed, get into the proper lane, go to the next intersection, signal, and then turn. Unless told to do so, never drive on the shoulder of the road. Passing. Pass only when it can be done safely. On two-lane roads, you can drive to the left of the centerline of a highway when overtaking and passing another vehicle. On multi-lane roads, the leftmost lane is intended to be used to pass slower vehicles. If you pass on the right, the other driver may have difficulty seeing you and might suddenly change lanes in front of you. Passing on the right is legal only when the vehicle you're passing is making or about to make a left turn, or on a road with unobstructed pavement wide enough for two or more lanes of vehicles legally going in the same direction as the vehicle you're passing. You cannot pass on the right by driving off the pavement or main traveled portion of the road, which means never passing on the shoulder, whether it is paved or not. Other drivers will never expect you to be there and may pull off the road without looking. Turning. Where there are no signs or lane markings to control turning, you should turn from the lane that is closest to the direction you want to go, and turn into the lane closest to the one you came from. This way, you will cross the fewest lanes of traffic. When making turns, go from one lane to the other as directly as possible without crossing lane lines or interfering with traffic. Once you have completed your turn, you can change to another lane if you need to. Right turns. On right turns, avoid swinging wide to the left before turning to make the turn easier. If you swing wide, the driver behind you may think you are changing lanes or going to turn left and may try to pass you on the right. If you swing wide as you complete the turn, drivers who are in the far lane will not expect to see you there. Left turns. When making a left turn, avoid cutting the corner so sharply that you run into someone approaching from the left. However, you must leave room for oncoming vehicles to turn left in front of you. Turning around. Common sense should tell us never to try turning around on a busy street or near a curve or hill. Not only is it illegal, but also it is dangerous to turn around in any of these situations. You may turn around on a roadway where the driver has 500 feet in both directions, almost two average city blocks, of unobstructed view and no vehicles are approaching. Remember that most city ordinances prohibit U-turns in the middle of a block and some prohibit U-turns entirely. Above all, remember that no vehicle shall be turned at any time unless it is in the proper lane and it is safe to do so. Right of way. Where vehicles or pedestrians are likely to meet one another, and there are no signs or signals to regulate traffic, there are rules that say who must yield the right of way. These rules tell drivers who goes first and who must wait in different traffic situations. The law says who must yield the right of way. It does not give anyone the right of way. You must do everything you can to prevent striking a pedestrian or another vehicle, regardless of the circumstances. Pedestrians. To a driver, a pedestrian is a hazard, or should that be the other way around? In either case, drivers and pedestrians must share our roadways and each must be aware and alert for the other. Obviously, in any conflict between a vehicle and a pedestrian, the pedestrian is going to be the loser. This would seem to indicate that those on foot have the responsibility to stay out of trouble with vehicles. To a certain extent, this is true. These laws are well and good, but it is still the driver's basic responsibility to be alert for pedestrians and to yield the right of way, even if the pedestrian is wrong. Just as a stop sign does not cause a vehicle to stop if the driver ignores it, pedestrian laws don't keep people off the streets, especially if they are young. Be alert at all times for pedestrians, especially in residential areas where children may be playing. In addition to simple common sense, there are traffic laws and safety rules that govern pedestrians. Pedestrians using a guide dog or carrying a white cane have absolute right of way. Do not use your horn because it could confuse or frighten the blind pedestrian. Drivers must yield the right of way to pedestrians crossing in a crosswalk, but no pedestrian can leave a curb and walk into the path of a vehicle. People walking along the highway at night should wear light-colored clothing or carry a light. Where sidewalks are provided, it is against the law for pedestrians to walk on the roadway. When people are walking on the roadway, they must walk on the left, facing oncoming traffic. Pedestrians must cross streets at intersections, using crosswalks as provided. Pedestrians must obey all the traffic laws and rules that apply to them. Intersections. The following right-of-way rules apply at intersections. Drivers crossing a sidewalk, entering or exiting a driveway, alley, or parking lot must yield to pedestrians. It is illegal to drive on a sidewalk, except to cross it. Drivers turning left must yield to oncoming cars going straight ahead. Drivers entering a traffic circle or rotary must yield to drivers already in the circle. At an intersection where there is no stop sign or traffic signal, drivers should yield to vehicles coming from the right. However, a driver should always be prepared to yield to avoid a crash. Do this by taking your foot off the accelerator, cover the brake, and look left, right, and left again. At a four-way stop, the driver reaching the intersection first gets to go first, after coming to a complete stop. Drivers entering a road from a driveway, alley, or roadside must stop and yield to vehicles already on the main roadway. Drivers may not enter an intersection unless they can get through it without having to stop. You should wait until traffic ahead clears so that you are not blocking the intersection. A yield sign means that you must slow to a reasonable speed and yield right of way to all vehicles. At intersections controlled by a light, unless there is a sign that says you cannot turn right, you may turn right after you have stopped, if vehicle is in the proper lane, and you have determined it is safe to do so. Montana law also permits turning left from a one-way street to a one-way street under the condition stated above for turning right on red. When you reach a red light and wish to make a right turn and your car is in the left lane, drive to the next intersection, get into the proper lane, and then make the turn. Crosswalks. Drivers must exercise care to avoid hitting pedestrians. Drivers must yield the right of way to pedestrians crossing in a crosswalk, but no pedestrian can leave a curb and walk into the path of a vehicle. When a vehicle is stopped at a marked crosswalk or at an unmarked crosswalk at an intersection, the driver can make a right turn if the pedestrian is in the opposite half of the roadway and is not in danger. When a vehicle is stopped at a marked crosswalk or at an unmarked crosswalk at an intersection to let a pedestrian cross the street, other drivers approaching from the rear may not pass the stopped vehicle. Overtaking vehicles. Drivers overtaking a vehicle traveling in the same direction must yield to that vehicle, even if the vehicle is slowing or coming to a stop. Emergency vehicles. You must yield the right of way to a police vehicle, fire engine, ambulance, or other emergency vehicle using a siren or air horn and a red or blue flashing light. Pull over to the right edge of the road or as near to the right as possible when you see or hear an emergency vehicle approaching from any direction. Follow any instructions given over the emergency vehicle's loudspeaker. Also, stop and remain stopped until the vehicle has passed. If you are in an intersection, drive through the intersection before you pull over and stop. School buses. Let's give our children a break. Every child is a human caution sign and as unpredictable as Montana's weather. Upon meeting or passing from either direction any school bus stopped with its red lights flashing, the driver of a vehicle must stop at least 30 feet from the bus and cannot proceed until the red lights are turned off. If you approach a bus from either direction that is slowing down in preparation to stop to load passengers, or a bus displaying a yellow flashing light, you must slow down and proceed carefully. Keep in mind that the bus is about to stop and children may be in the road. You do not need to stop if meeting or passing a school bus that is on a different road or is stopped in an adjacent loading zone where pedestrians are not allowed to cross the road. When driving past a school, slow down and watch for children day and night. Kids go back to use the playground at all hours. Develop the habit of checking your speed when nearing any school. Be alert. School bus requirements for stopping at railroad crossings are in MCA 618-349. Funeral procession. The state of Montana has some unique right-of-way provisions when driving in or encountering a funeral procession, MCA 618-380 through 618-384. By state definition, a funeral procession means two or more motor vehicles, including a funeral lead vehicle and a funeral escort vehicle, one of which is carrying the remains of a deceased person, in the daylight hours, MCA 611-415. State law requires that pedestrians and operators of motor vehicles not part of a funeral procession shall yield the right-of-way to a motor vehicle that is part of a funeral procession being led by a funeral lead vehicle or a funeral escort vehicle. The driver of a vehicle that is not part of a funeral procession cannot drive between the vehicles forming the procession while the procession is in motion unless the driver is authorized to do so by a police officer, or is driving an emergency vehicle. A driver may not join a funeral procession to secure the right-of-way that the procession enjoys, or pass a procession on a multiple-lane highway on the procession's right side unless the procession is in the farthest left lane. In addition, the driver of a vehicle not part of a procession may not enter an intersection when a funeral procession is proceeding through a red traffic control device unless that driver can do so without crossing the path of the funeral procession. When the funeral lead vehicle arrives at an intersection, it must comply with the requirements of any official traffic control device, right-of-way provision or local ordinance. At the point that the lead vehicle proceeds, others in the procession may follow through the intersection despite any official traffic control device. However, the operator must exercise reasonable care toward any other vehicle or pedestrian. When driving in a funeral procession, a driver must follow the preceding vehicle as closely as possible. An ordinance, law, or regulation requiring that motor vehicles be operated to allow sufficient space between them to enable another vehicle to enter and occupy that space without danger does not apply to vehicles in a funeral procession. A driver in a funeral procession may not drive faster than 55 miles per hour on a highway where the speed limit is 55 miles per hour or more, or may not drive more than 5 miles per hour below the posted speed limit on other streets or roads. All headlights and taillights must be illuminated. In addition, turn signals must be flashing simultaneously as warning lights on a vehicle that is the first vehicle in a funeral procession or believed to be the last vehicle in a funeral procession. A driver in a funeral procession must yield the right-of-way to an approaching authorized emergency vehicle giving an audible or visual signal. Remember, however, nothing in the state law relieves a driver from the duty to drive with due regard for the safety of all persons using the highway. Bicyclists and motorists. Same road, same rules, same rights. More and more people of all ages are riding bicycles for a variety of reasons, including health and fitness, enjoyment, energy conservation, and for commuting to work and school less expensively. Bicyclists are not only found traveling on city streets, many are using rural roadways now, as well. Motorists and bicyclists need to safely and courteously share the roadway with each other. Under Montana law, bicycles are considered vehicles and are governed by the same traffic laws that reasonably apply to their operation. It is important for motorists to realize that bicycles and mopeds travel at a slower speed, and make the appropriate adjustments when passing or sharing the roadway with a bicycle or moped. One of the most hazardous situations is when a motorist approaches a cyclist from behind on a high-speed, two-lane roadway. In this case, the safest way to pass the cyclist is to view it as any other legitimate slow-moving vehicle, such as a farm tractor. If there is no oncoming traffic, Carefully cross the centerline to give the cyclist a recommended 5 feet distance between them and your motor vehicle. If there is oncoming traffic, slow to the speed of the cyclist and wait for it to be safe to pass. Do not assume that a cyclist is riding on the shoulder of the road. Make the assumption that to safely pass the cyclist you will need to wait for a safe time to leave that driving lane in order to pass the cyclist in a safe manner. Also, do not assume a cyclist is riding alone. Many times cyclists travel in groups and ride in a single file line. It will require more time to safely pass all of the cyclists. Bicyclists are required by law to ride as far to the right as practical. This does not mean the cyclist is always on the shoulder of the roadway. Many bicyclists will often ride further into the lane, approximately 18 to 24 inches, to discourage motorists from trying to attempt a dangerous in-lane pass. It is recommended that motorists wait for a safe passing zone to pass the bicyclist. Shared lane markings, also known as charros, are pavement markings to help bicyclists position themselves in the right location and in the right direction in a lane that is shared with motor vehicles. By following the markings of two arrows over a bicycle, cyclists can avoid being hit by the open door of a parked vehicle or getting squeezed next to a motor vehicle in a narrow lane. When you see a shared lane marking, you must look out for bicyclists and make sure that you leave them enough space when passing. Shared lane markings are not the same as the bicycle symbols that are used to mark bicycle lanes. To clarify, Montana law specifies the following for motorists. Motorists must grant people operating bicycles the same rights as the operators of any vehicle legitimately using Montana roadways. Motorists may not intentionally interfere with the movement of a person lawfully riding a bicycle. Motorists may not overtake and pass a person riding a bicycle unless it can be done without endangering the person riding on the bicycle, or those in any nearby motor vehicle. Motorists must yield the right of way to a person riding a bicycle within a designated bicycle lane. Individuals riding bicycles on a roadway must ride in single file except when riding on bike paths or parts of roadways set aside for the exclusive use of bicycles. Overtaking and passing another bicycle. Riding on a paved shoulder or on a parking lane, in which case the persons may ride two abreast. Riding within a single lane on a laned roadway with at least two lanes in each direction, in which case the persons may ride two abreast if they do not impede the normal and reasonable movement of traffic more than they would otherwise impede traffic by riding single file. Bicyclists riding on a roadway at less than the normal speed of traffic must ride as near to the right side of the roadway as practicable except when overtaking and passing another vehicle proceeding in the same direction. Preparing for a left turn at an intersection or into a private road or driveway. When necessary to avoid a condition that makes it unsafe to continue along the right side of the roadway, including, but not limited to, a fixed or moving object, parked or moving vehicle, pedestrian, animal, surface hazard, or a lane too narrow for a bicycle and another vehicle to travel safely side by side within the lane. When approaching parked vehicles, many bicyclists will ride far enough away from a vehicle to avoid being doored. This term describes a situation when an individual within a parked vehicle suddenly opens their car door without checking for any bicyclists approaching from behind. Frequently, cities place bike lanes next to parking lanes, but bicyclists may be hesitant to use the designated lane due to the danger of being doored. Most bicycles are not equipped with mirrors, so they are often not aware that a motorist is approaching from behind. Always proceed with extra care when bicycles are in traffic. If approaching a bicyclist from behind, assume he, she does not hear or see you in the motorized vehicle. When a bicycle is traveling in your lane and you need to make a right turn, always check to make sure the bicyclist has either stopped to let you turn, or allow the bicyclist to pass you before making the turn. Bicycles should pass on the left, but this is often overlooked due to the bicyclist's comfort in doing so. Bicycles are less visible and, unlike motorcycles, are not required to have lights during daytime travel. Many bicyclists are under the age of 15 and many have not participated in a bicycle safety course or taken the Montana Motor Vehicle Test. They are therefore unaware of many rules of the road, so proceed with extra caution when encountering youngsters on bikes. Treat bicyclists with respect. You share the road with bicyclists just as you do any other legitimate user of our roadways. Do not honk your horn, yell, or swerve toward a bicyclist. This may startle the bicyclist and cause a serious crash. Equipment and lighting required for bicycles. Montana law requires that bicycles be equipped as follows. When used at nighttime, a light on the front, which must emit white light visible for at least 500 feet to the front. A light emitting a red light visible from 500 feet to the rear may be used in addition to the rear-facing reflectors, which are required. When used at nighttime, both tires of a bicycle must be equipped with retro-reflective sidewalls or reflectors mounted on the spokes of each wheel. Spoke-mounted reflectors must be within 76 mm, 3 inches, of the inside of the rim and must be visible on each side of the wheel. The reflectors on the front wheel must be essentially colorless or amber, and the reflectors on the rear wheel must be amber or red. A brake that will enable the operator to make the wheels skid on dry, level, clean pavement. Every bicyclist is encouraged to equip his, her bicycle with a fluorescent orange flag, clearly visible from the rear and suspended at least 6 feet above the roadway when the bicycle is standing upright. Many vehicle-bicycle crashes could be avoided. One of the major causes of such crashes is the fact that most motorists do not see the bicyclist. Think of a bicycle just as you do a vehicle while driving. Pay extra attention as you enter streets, cross bikeways or sidewalks, and when you make turns. Watch for children on bicycles who may dart out between parked cars or hedges. Keep in mind that bicyclists are very vulnerable. Parking. General guidelines. Drivers are responsible for making sure that their vehicle does not become a hazard after it has been parked. Whenever you park your car, be sure it is in a place that is far enough from any travel lane to avoid interfering with traffic and visible to cars approaching from either direction. Always park in a designated area if possible. Always set your parking brake when you park. Leave the vehicle in gear if it has a manual transmission, or in park if it has an automatic transmission. Check traffic before you open the door. Get out of the vehicle on the curbside if you can. If you have to use the street side, check for vehicles, bicyclists, and pedestrians before you get out. Shut the door as soon as you can after getting out. Never leave keys in a parked car. Lock the doors whenever you leave your vehicle. If you must park on a roadway, park your vehicle as far away from traffic as possible. If there is a curb, park as close to it as you can. If there is no curb available to stop or park, pull over as close as practicable to the edge of shoulder. Your vehicle must be within 18 inches, 1.5 feet, of the curb or shoulder. Vehicles parked on a roadway or shoulder during hours of darkness must have front and rear lights visible for 500 feet. If headlights are on, they must be dimmed. Use your turn signal when entering traffic from a parking space. Be sure to look in both directions and double-check for vehicles, bicycles, and pedestrians when backing out of a parking space. Parallel parking. To parallel park in an empty space that has vehicles parked in front of and behind it. 1. Use the turn indicator to signal your intention to park. 2. Position your vehicle parallel with the vehicle parked in front of the empty space and maintain at least 2 feet from this vehicle. Align your rear bumper with the rear bumper of the vehicle parked in front of the empty space. 3. Reverse slowly until the front of the vehicle is even with the front door of the parallel car. Turn the wheel sharply to the right and reverse slowly until the vehicle is at a 45-degree angle, and reverse. 4. When the front of your vehicle passes the rear of the parallel car, turn your steering wheel to the left sharply, then gradually, while backing into the space. 5. Straighten your vehicle's wheels and pull forward in the space. Parking on a hill. When you park on a hill, turn your wheels sharply toward the side of the road. This way, if your car starts to roll downhill, it will roll away from traffic. When you park facing downhill, turn your wheels toward the curb. When you park facing uphill, turn your wheels away from the curb. If there is no curb, turn your wheels away from the street. No parking zones. There are many areas where you cannot park. Check for signs that prohibit or limit parking. Some parking restrictions are indicated by colored curb markings. White equals stopping only to pick up or unload passengers. Yellow equals stopping only long enough to load or unload and you must stay with the car. Red equals do not stop, stand, or park. Do not park. In an intersection. Within 20 feet of a crosswalk or sidewalk at an intersection. In a construction area if your vehicle will block traffic. Within 30 feet of a traffic signal, stop sign, or yield sign. Within 15 feet of a fire hydrant. Within 50 feet of a railroad crossing. More than 18 inches, 1.5 feet, from the curb. Within 20 feet of a fire station driveway on the same side of the street, or within 75 feet of a driveway on the other side of the street. Blocking a driveway, alley, private road, or area of the curb removed or lowered for access to the sidewalk. On a bridge or elevated structure or in a tunnel or underpass. On the wrong side of the street. On the roadside of a parked vehicle, double parking. On railroad tracks. Wherever a sign says you cannot park. In a space marked for the handicapped, unless you have a handicap license plate, tag, or sticker, you can be fined for improper parking in handicapped parking only. Motor vehicle insurance. Requirements. Liability insurance is mandatory, except for motorcycles. This insurance must be in effect in the vehicle being operated. Owners must always have insurance of at least -$25,000 bodily injury or death of one person in any one accident. -$50,000 bodily injury or death of two persons in any one accident. -$10,000 injury to or destruction of property of others in any one accident. Under Montana law, motorists stopped for a traffic violation or involvement in a motor vehicle collision are required to show evidence of insurance to law enforcement, in addition to displaying their driver license and vehicle registration. Evidence of insurance must be carried in the vehicle at all times. Consequences. Driving a motor vehicle on Montana roads without a valid liability insurance policy is a misdemeanor punishable by a fine of at least $250, not to exceed $500, or by imprisonment in the county jail for up to 10 days, or both, and 5 points against your driving record. A second or subsequent offense is punishable by a fine of at least $350, or by imprisonment in the county jail for up to 10 days, or both, and suspension of your license plates and registration for 90 days, 180 days for third or subsequent offense. If you are involved in an accident, your license and registration can be suspended if a court finds you responsible for the damages and you fail to pay the fine within 60 days. Suspension is automatic. It remains in effect until the fine has been paid or 6 years have elapsed. Additionally, you will be required to submit evidence of motor vehicle insurance. Self-insurers. The law also says that owners of more than 25 motor vehicles registered in Montana may qualify as self-insurers. In the case of non-resident owners or operators who are involved in any accident in Montana, adequate insurance written by a company licensed to do business in this state will be accepted. Non-residents owning or operating motor vehicles in Montana are subject to all of the provisions and penalties of the Safety Responsibility Law, and if they do not comply, their driving privileges in Montana will be withdrawn. A certified copy of the record will be sent to a non-resident's home state if it has a law authorizing authorities to act on it. Montana Insurance Verification System, MTIVS. In order to help enforce the liability insurance law, the Montana legislature enacted legislation that authorized creation of an online motor vehicle liability insurance verification system. Montana Code Annotated 616.157 directs the Montana Department of Justice to establish a motor vehicle insurance verification system capable of confirming that vehicle owners and operators on Montana roadways are in compliance with vehicle liability policy requirements. The Montana Insurance Verification System, MTIVS, was implemented to fulfill this requirement. MTIVS uses information from Montana vehicle registration records and from insurance companies that write policies in Montana to access up-to-the-minute data to confirm if a vehicle has minimum liability insurance coverage. Law enforcement agencies, courts, the MVD, county treasurer offices, and the public can use MTIVS to confirm evidence of insurance. The ultimate goal of this system is to reduce the number of drivers in Montana who do not carry liability insurance as required by Montana law. Uninsured drivers are a serious problem. undermining traffic safety and driving up the costs for insured, law-abiding motorists. Real-time insurance verification will make the roads safer for everyone. For more information about MTIVS, visit www.dojmt.gov/driving/insurance-and-verification.